item number three.
Item number three from the Comptroller and the Director of Economic Development requesting authorization to enter into a trust agreement with the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation and to enter into negotiations to develop an administrative agreement for the Milwaukee County Economic Development Fund. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have members of the administration and the Comptroller's Office. Please identify yourselves.
Sure. Thank you, First Chairman, Supervisors, and everyone. I'm Jill Didier, the Economic Development Coordinator. Today I have David Latona, the Executive Director of Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, and as you are aware, the Comptroller, Scott Mansky. We appreciate the opportunity to tell you where we have come in our discussion involving the Economic Development Fund that you so wisely established with $1 million. What we have learned is through various discussions that we have come to realize the million in October through the land sales. So it's just been a very short period of time that million has been actually established and in our hands. Therefore, we needed to make a decision of how to move forward with that million. The Economic Development Department, in conjunction with the Comptroller's Office, along with individuals from DAS, we got together as a group to discuss what our options could be for this particular fund. We had outside discussions with the Waukesha Economic Development Corporation, the Racine Economic Development Corporation, Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, to see how they were administering and to see what best practices were. The Federal Agency for Economic Development established that one of the best practices and models for an economic development fund was, in fact, the Racine Economic Development Corporation. So we pursued various discussions with Racine in particular about what is the best practice and how do they administer and work with entities with opportunities like this with $1 million. Through those discussions, it was determined that a revolving loan fund, which could be established for the county, would be a wise way to go. With what that means is that there would be $1 million in a fund for lending, not for grants. Therefore, it would be self-sustaining over the course of time. How those loans would be determined has not yet been established. What we need to first determine is how to secure that million. Through discussions and through the state statute, it was determined that $1 million, if not put into some type of a reserve, would actually lapse at the end of the year and go towards the bottom line of reducing the debt for the county. So that's where Scott in particular, the comptroller in particular, I'm going to ask to speak on what that exactly means about establishing a reserve to secure that money so that we could possibly move forward with a revolving loan fund.
One of the things that we looked at is that we've been looking at this year is how to establish these $1 million amounts and carry it over to the subsequent year. And when looking at state statute, generally if you have an amount that is appropriated or a contract has been entered into, you can place the monies against that contract and carry it forward to the future. In this case, there is no agreement, there is no contract, there is no separate amount. And we know that we're coming to you in December regarding this item, and that you may not have the time to make a decision as to how you best want to use these funds, the million funds, and use them for economic development. So one of the possibilities was to create this and split this into two steps. First step would be to place this money into trust with MEDC and allow us to enter into a trust agreement with them. The trust agreement does not say that of how you intend to spend the money or how you want to use the funds or how the monies go forward, but what it does is it just places the money in trust with them. And if you place the money in trust with them through an agreement, then the monies don't lapse at the end of the year. The monies are placed with them. Then in the future, you can make the decision to use those funds and enter into an agreement with MEDC as to how to use those funds. If no agreement was ever reached with them, there is the possibility of what could be placed into the trust agreement, a part where the monies could be returned back to Milwaukee County. But one of the things we looked at is, since it's $1 million and you're looking to establish a fund, one of the ways we looked at is establishing it with an agency that already exists. In this case, we had looked at Racine, Waukesha, and MEDC, and use their staff for purposes of evaluating loans as and monitoring of loans and monitoring of the payments on loans and other types of things, or grants or other areas. So the first step, though, is to, and what this resolution asks for, is to establish a trust agreement, and the second one is to enter into negotiations regarding the rest of the agreement, which could come forward at a subsequent date.
The reason that we are asking that this be placed with Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, and I'll have the executive director elaborate on exactly what that entity is that we found through those entities that were most similar to us and have established a revolving loan fund, Waukesha Economic Development Corporation actually has the third-party administration done with Racine County, and then Milwaukee Economic Development and Racine County, we decided we would ask both of them to come forward and present to us how they would best work and partner with us on possibly doing the revolving loan fund. Racine County went to their executive board and said, because of their excellent established relationship with Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, that they would not present to us, and recommended that we work with Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. There has been some thoughts that this is Milwaukee's entity, and so I want to clarify, and again, the executive director will elaborate, that this is not the city of Milwaukee's entity. This is a separate body. This body basically functions as a bank, although their term is not a bank, but that's basically what they do. They can take a loan from the point of marketing to the point of contact, all the way through underwriting, administration, to the closing of the loan, and then the continued follow-up, et cetera, and payments until that loan is paid off. Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation has approximately $7 million that they function with and lend in all different capacities. What we determined is that if we were to take these funds and give them to a third party, as the comptroller said, that protects those funds to carry over to the next year. The second step, if you'll allow me to elaborate on that, is we would like to put together a work group that would involve supervisors as well as some outside entities to determine what are the parameters in which we'd like to loan that money out. So the county will have 100% determination and authority to decide how that money would be lent. And therefore, we can determine what type of lending is necessary to move economic development forward and what is our area of focus. Then MEDC will carry out those parameters on our behalf and act as the lender of our funds. But I know it's important to understand that the county will have oversight in how those funds get determined to be lent. You'll basically figure out a matrix, what percentage goes towards what type of businesses, et cetera. So I'll ask David Latona to explain a little bit more to you about MEDC and why we feel that they're the best entity in which to form a partnership with.
Mr. Chairman, I actually have a little handout that I'd like to pass around, if that's okay.
Yes, if you could pass that to the clerk, and she'll make sure that gets to us as well.
Again, David Latona, Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. Actually, not the executive director. I appreciate the promotion. I am the executive vice president. President Patrick Walsh is my boss, so he gets that every now and then. So I appreciate that. And then one other correction. We're actually not a $7 million agency. We're about a $70 million agency.
Did I say 70?
No.
Shoot.
Unless I misheard. But about $70 million. Our main focus is lending in the city of Milwaukee. So we've got a bunch of different revolving loan funds, CDBG, EDA, MEDC, which is we like to call it untainted funds, unrestricted. We can lend it in different parts of the city. We have some new market tax credits, which is a six-year-old program, about a seven-year-old program. And then recently we've been under the U.S. Treasury CDFI program, which stands for Community Development Financial Institutions. We're a revolving loan fund under them. We successfully received over $4 million worth of grants from them in the last 4 years as well. And those focus on primarily higher impact areas that have higher unemployment, higher poverty rates. As Jill explained, we do everything. We start with the marketing of the program, the underwriting of the program. We service all of our loans from the standpoint of what's requirements, financial statements, collateral, getting all that filed and staying on top of that. We work out our own loans. We have some individuals that we bring in on that. Our board is comprised of mostly private sector folks. Our executive committee, which governs MEDC, is six individuals, business persons, and then four elected positions for the city of Milwaukee that we reserve for them. They're only on our board as long as they are the mayor, the comptroller, the head of the economic development committee, and then the president of the common council. So that's the main board. We do have a separate loan committee, though, that approves all the loans, and there isn't an elected politician on that, actually. It's all bankers and attorneys and business folks that really focus in on what's number one, is it a good credit? Are we going to get paid back? And then second thing is the mission, is it going to create jobs or have some impact in a community? So again, it was a process set up 40 years ago, actually, by then Mayor Meyer, because he wanted the process to be quick, easy for a person to go through. Because we are a non-bank lender, we're not as fast as a bank, but we work with banks to actually have the projects completed. And as I said, we're about $70 million, anywhere from about 200 to 250 loans at any given time. I listed out some of the computer systems that we have in place. And as I said, we're available to help out the county with not only establishing their program, but again, establishing it in the way that makes sense to them. Because there certainly are a lot of government programs out there, Small Business Administration. We talked about Racine. We talked about all the different communities actually probably have their own revolving loan funds. But the whole point of it would be to make something impactful for you. And again, as Joe mentioned earlier, is a revolving loan fund is really is to try and make it a sustainable program. About 5 years ago, we helped the redevelopment authorities establish a revolving loan fund for EPA loans. They started getting grants on that. It's now a $10 million revolving loan fund. So again, the whole purpose of it is instead of using all the money for administration of it, we can help you step in and really get $1 million out on the street impacting businesses and the community the way you want to. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Actually, I'm going to go one more time.
Oh, go ahead.
before we open it up for questions, I just wanted to add a couple of things. One is by utilizing MEDC, there is already a significant amount of reporting that goes into play. So that $1 million, which I want to stress, 100% of the $1 million will go towards loans. 100%. MEDC will take approximately a percentage of the interest that they earn off of the loans. So there is no money coming out of the county dollars in this partnership with MEDC. And I think that's very important to know, that the entire $1 million would be used for lending. The other example, as far as the reporting and the accountability, I think that when you have $1 million, that's significant to all of us and to the constituency, and you want to make sure that that $1 million is going towards something that is beneficial and useful to our community as a whole and at large. This particular accountability and reporting would be transparent as to who the money was lent to and how many jobs, if that's the criteria that we establish that jobs need to be created, how many jobs were created, what's the bottom line, how much interest did we make. Everything that you can think of as far as a reporting structure is done by MEDC. So you would be able to have on a regular basis to be determined what our preference would be, MEDC to come in and give a report so that you know where that million's going. One of the reasons why a revolving loan fund is very beneficial to the county is when you're doing economic development, one of the first questions that people say to is, well, what money do you have that you can help me get the deal done? And although money, you want to say we've got a lot of other elements within the county that we bring to the table, that's very true, but to have some financial tools is very helpful to move projects along. Since I've been in my role, which is still just a few days short of a year, December 15th will be 1 year, I've had numerous phone calls where entities have contacted me and they've needed a small gap loan, if you will. And by a few tens of thousands of dollars, not hundreds, not millions, they can say, I can invest and get X piece of equipment which will put five more people to work. And it's those type of lendings where again, the matrix will be determined, but that's a real-time example where I could tell you I've got two companies that had called and said, if you had this, I could put this many people to work. And they're already tapped out with their bank because of whatever it might be, or they've looked at other resources. So this really will have an impact on the community. So I wanted to stress the reporting, the accountability, and, again, 100% of the fees. Supervisor Johnson? Supervisor Bowen. I'm like, I haven't been in this seat in how many years? So I'm like, just
no
run
problem.
Into me.
You get a pass.
Supervisor, thank you. We're
well,
done
thank
with
you.
Our
thank
pre-
you, Jill,
how about
Didier.
We're done with our presentation.
Excellent. So what we'll do is what I wanted to do is also just confirm with Brian if there's anything that he wanted to add before we open it up for questions as well.
Thank you, Chairman. Supervisors, no, I think they did a great job. But just to clarify, we just need to move the money to MEDC, and then what Jill said is that we'd like to establish a work group with this committee identifying what those parameters are, who would be eligible for the loans. That's it.
Thank you, Director. Also, I should note that the original author of the fund and legislation to create this fund is here as well, Supervisor Lipscomb, and I'd like to bring him forward at some point. I know Supervisor Johnson has some questions, and whenever you're ready, Supervisor, let me know. Go ahead, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Didier, with respect to this arrangement, I understand that we are using the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation to have the funds so that the funds don't go to the bottom line. But what I'm concerned about is the control of the funds. Does the board itself, the MEDC board, have any control over the funds?
Well, what would happen is we would put the work group together to establish the parameters in which we'd like to lend the money out. So I'm going to throw this out as examples. I'm not saying this is what it would be, but let's say that you want the money to be lent if there's X amount of jobs created per dollar, or you want to focus on manufacturing, or you want to focus on technology, or you want to focus, you know, whatever those parameters might be, mm-hmm. Our work group would establish that. Once we establish those parameters, mm-hmm. Then the loan committee, which is made up, MEDC's loan committee, which he indicated is made up of bankers, lenders type people, they then would use the parameters to make the decisions on the loan. Then they would execute the loans. The reason that a loan committee is important, and as he indicated, there are no elected officials on that, is because of open meeting rules. It's very important to protect the privacy of the financial information, et cetera, of businesses in which they're producing in order to have underwriting and approval done.
Thank you very much. I am I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about this, and the fact that I appreciate the fact that we have to do something about it, mm-hmm. But I'm not really pleased at this particular point with respect to not knowing who's on the loan committee, not knowing who those individuals are, where they're from. All I have is this, and I appreciate Vice President Latona, you're giving this, but we don't have any more information with respect to who makes up the committee, who's on the committee.
Yeah, I mean, I can run through that real quick. Otherwise, it's all available on our website. But our chairman of our MEDC's executive committee is Tim Sheehy, the president of MMAC. We have, as I mentioned before, the mayor, the Common Council president, which is
the loan committee.
Loan committee. Paul Kleiner, retired banker, 40 years, Park Bank. Mark Lemke, president of the private bank. Steve Barth from Foley and Lardner. Amelia Macareno from First Banking Center, Wisconsin. And I can provide this later on if that's helpful as well. John Galanis, real estate attorney. Robin Talbot, Pure Max Bank. And there should be one more. And no, I'm going to forget him at this point.
Paul's name, last name again?
Kleiner. As I said, he's a retired bank from Park Bank.
And Steve?
Steve Barth, Foley and Lardner.
He's a partner at Foley and Lardner.
Well, again, I understand the need that something is to happen, and I'm
very qualified group of individuals. Most of them have been on our loan committee for at least 10 years. And as I said, some history of MEDC. They're all Metro Milwaukee bankers or attorneys. Again, they don't work specifically in the city. As I mentioned before, we're about a $70 million agency. About $52 million of that is in outstanding loans. Our current loan loss, which is what we charge off on an annual basis of our own money, is just about 1.2%. In a down economy, I feel pretty bad about that. But when you compare us to a lot of other agencies out there, they're charging off anywhere to 10 to 15%. Banks are charging off slightly less than 1% at this point. Over the past couple of years, they've been about 1.5%, depending on whether you're talking about national banks or banks in the state of Wisconsin. So we do a pretty good job of underwriting them. We also do a pretty good job of being able to work out loans. If a company does, you know, you expect them to expand and something goes wrong with the loan. Again, I'm a former banker. Another gentleman in our office is a 20-year-old, 20 years in banking with a local bank. We can sit down and work out things differently than a regular financial institution can from the standpoint of we've got more flexibility. While we are regulated, we aren't regulated like a bank is. A bank has to fit everything with its own parameters so we can be more flexible. And that's one of the main reasons we don't have charge-offs and write-offs is because we can work with the banks, to work with the customers, I should say, to make sure everything we've done is to help their business go along. So it could be deferring interest. It could be lowering their interest rate. It could be putting them on interest-only payments for a period of time. Again, flexibility is one of the main things that we've had available.
And Supervisor, to put some of your concerns at ease, as the Comptroller indicated, we can put a line, if you will, that the funds, should we not move forward, can come back to the county. So we can, that would then allow, again, additional time to peruse their website, if you wish, and for this work group to come together to establish parameters. And to keep in mind that although the name Milwaukee is in the corporation's title, these funds would be available to the entire county.
Perfecto Rivera is the last gentleman. He's with WIDO. Sorry.
I know Perfecto.
Been in banking for many years and now works for Wisconsin Housing Economic Development.
Yes, and I appreciate knowing that. I know Mr. Rivera. The concept is good, but I wish this had been brought to us much sooner. I'm finished, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. I'll defer to Supervisor Smith.
I'm not going to say too much because I'm sure Supervisor Lipscomb and I know with Supervisor Biddle before. I mean, I spent a lot of time a year ago or so in the previous budget questioning a lot of things that are being brought up today. And I see that the makeup of the board. I had a chance to talk to Ms. Didier quite at length about this, so I like a lot of some of the points here. But I guess I'll defer and reserve any comments. I even have more comments on number four, almost more than number three, as a matter of fact. But so I'll just wait to see what I think the author has. Maybe he'll answer a lot of the questions I would have anyway. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Smith. Supervisor Lipscomb, if you can grab the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the acknowledgement, but I would want to also note Supervisor Mayo and Johnson were co-sponsors, obviously, as well as former Supervisor Biddle. I given the time constraints and the risk we face if we were to do nothing, I'm not opposed to the placing the money with MEDC. I do think that Ms. Didier's last comment that you could add a specific instruction that if an agreement isn't reached in a timely manner, that the money would return to Milwaukee County. I think 90 days would be reasonable, and in that time, that work group could attempt to reach an agreement with MEDC and/or explore other alternatives. I have great respect for MEDC. But nonetheless, I still have some significant questions because of the lack of detail here about how it would be administered and believe that there are other alternatives. So perhaps they've been explored, and through the work group, perhaps that could be taken care of. But I would also suggest that perhaps the chairwoman should select the county board participation on the work group. But so I do believe an additional be it resolved clause with some time limit and a specific direction that any agreement would include the return of the money if the subsequent agreement is not reached in a timely manner would be appropriate. I didn't draft anything, but I'm sure I could with Mr. Grady's help.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a question. So we're gonna put this money into MEDC, and then we're going to form a work group to figure out how these money is going to be loaned out, right? And that's kind of the plan?
Your parameters. They have the structure as far as the administration of the loan.
The parameters. All right. So then why are we having to decide this now? If we determine in the 2012 budget process that we're going to have $1 million to do this, why hasn't someone sat back and said, all right, this is how we're going to spend the money once we get it? So basically take $1 million and you know, we're going to do something with it, but we don't know what. So can someone tell me why we haven't figured this out already? I mean, we had 1, 2, 3 authors right in this room, former supervisor. Maybe you have a plan on how you wanted this done, but I'm not seeing it right now, so maybe I'm just missing something.
And I would even defer to my director before first.
And I may have more further questions.
Right, because it sounds like Supervisor Taylor is asking a question about timeliness and why is this just coming now with the order and how to distribute these funds.
Sure. Chairman, Supervisor, was that your exact question? Were you wondering
Well, the question, here you have authors of legislation that's taken $1 million of county money, and we're sitting here a year later, still have no plan on how that's going to be loaned out. So I understand, putting it into this organization, but then we're going to spend another 90 days on determining how that money is going to be loaned. My question is, we've had a calendar year to determine how this money has been loaned, mm-hmm. and we have three people that authored this. It seems since I've been here, we've done things like taken $1 million here and put $1 million here, but then never really had a plan on how to spend the money or how to loan the money in this case. So I'm just trying to figure out why we've wasted a year, not having an idea of how this money, should be spent with parameters and that. I guess that's my question. So somebody can answer that. Maybe the author, one of the authors.
Mr. Chairman.
So.
Let me go back to my original order. Right, Director Tufor, you have an answer for Supervisor Taylor's question.
I think there are two. I could help on why, from our standpoint, mm-hmm. it took a little bit longer. But I think he's actually a direct question to the office.
Did this come from the question is still? This did not come from the administration. This idea did not come from the administration, mm-hmm. right? This came from the board. So someone on the board needs to answer this question, not the administration, because it's not their doing. That's my point.
Mr.
So
Chairman.
Let me go to Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to address Supervisor Taylor with respect to three authors. This matter has been with the Economic Development Director for a while. Mm-hmm. And with respect to the need for a trust fund, this is something for which I had not been consulted. As I said earlier, with respect to timeliness, I wish this had been presented before. That's my take as a co-author of the amendment for 2012. Now, Supervisor Lipscomb and former Supervisor Biddle were the principal authors. So if Supervisor Lipscomb would like to address your question, as I've said, I have not been consulted about this. Timeliness is very important, and I'm asking the questions as it relates to how our money is to be controlled by the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation when there has been no consultation as one of the co-authors of this resolution, to let you know and to let the chairman and everybody else know that at least I wasn't involved. So I appreciate this is not going to the bottom line if this is executed, mm-hmm. but if it's not executed, then we'll see what happens.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's do a little history here. Milwaukee County, prior to this new administration, we had an economic development fund. Milwaukee County had a brownfield fund. Milwaukee mm-hmm. County had a revolving loan fund. And what the concern is right now, and this is where me and the comptroller going back and forth, We always had deferred this money or income the money for the next year. He's saying now to me, and I wrote a letter, I still have some concerns that we cannot encumber our money, so they want to take it somewhere else. We already have established parameters to what we want to do with our economic development program within Milwaukee County. The prior administration have looked that up. Second of all, with our revolving fund, this is nothing new at the present moment. Because if you look at it, we had a little loan fund, and we started not wanting to put money into the fund. This is coming back and reestablish the fund. We already have certain things that we have put forth within Milwaukee County. When Supervisor Lipscomb Biddle came forth and said, let's go back again to our economic development fund, I thought that we were going to use those same priorities of helping business within Milwaukee County. We have a number of business, small businesses that we have helped with grants. Now I'm looking at they saying that we're going to do a loan fund, and we had a fund before that. In West Allis and South Milwaukee and New Alatosa, where we had our brownfield fund, we helped certain programs when they leverage money with the state and the feds when we had our brownfield fund. So when we're talking about this just coming, yeah, this is late, because we could have worked on this, and I could have helped Supervisor Lipscomb, I could help whoever wanted to help, because we've been doing this for a long time in Milwaukee County.
Mr. Chair, so basically, so we don't really even need, so what I'm hearing is we've done this before, we really don't even need a 90-day window to come to an agreement on how this money is going to be disseminated in that, because we've kind of done it already, right? We should have a blueprint of what we've done in the past. Is that correct?
Supervisor Mayo.
So I tell you, you're correct, but where the conflict is coming now, when I talked to the comptroller, and I want to talk to you after this meeting, that he stated that what we have done in the past, and we were doing it for quite a while, was wrong. So now they're trying to figure out what we can do. And the thing that I have a problem with, why the lateness of letting us know about putting this somewhere else? I mean, it seemed like, okay, the county board would say, we want you to have this, and we'll have an economic development fund. And from this point on, I will get more involved if my name is on something, but I thought we already established something.
Mm.
and this is at the ninth hour. It's up to me. I let it go to the bottom line, but I'm concerned that anything that the board do, and this is a prime example, if you don't do it their way, it will go to the bottom line or they create something else. And I thank them for bringing an idea forth. If my colleagues are willing to say, hey, let's do this and set up a meeting and make this work, I can see a win because I've been working with the comptroller. But this should have been in front of us last month or even October during budget. We have some concerns about this. And you shove this down your throat right now, I have a problem with it.
Well, and Mr. Chair, I think the example that Ms. Didier used about a business coming forward needing maybe $10,000 or $20,000 to because they're already tapped out with the bank. I mean, that's what we're seeing. I deal with that in Franklin all the time. They need that extra little bit of money. And if we have parameters set up already of things we've done in the past, now we have to put it in this organization and we have to do a loan instead of a grant or whatever. I mean, if that's creating 5 jobs or 10 jobs, I mean, those are, you know, I guess parameters that I can live with. But it just seems that it's been my experience in the municipal side that I usually just don't say, give me a blank check for $1 million and I'll figure out how we're going to spend it later. And that's kind of how I feel right now, is that, you know, when this money was asked for the 2012 budget, there really was not a plan. It was just, trust me, I'll figure out something. And the next item in the agenda is kind of the same thing. Here's another $1 million, and, you know, we'll figure out how to spend it later on. And that's kind of the problem that I'm having down here. And in this body, that we've done this a couple times since I've been here, previous budgets, and now we're having to figure out how to spend it, you know. And all could be for good motives in that, but this is taxpayer dollars we're talking about here. So we got to be, you know, we got to do a better job. That's it. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Briefly, in answer, obviously I can't explain why it's taken a year since the exec signed this for this item to return. But the initial resolution establishing the fund directed the Milwaukee County Economic Development Director to recommend programs to the county board for the initial use of these funds, which would maximize immediate job creation. While other portions of the resolution called out some of the possible uses, it was expected that the administration would come forward with specific details. Now, the default would be do something similar to what we're already doing. But if they had significant changes, I would have expected them to come forward in the course of that year. The first funds available were in end of March 2012. So now here we are in December. I don't think there was any reason why we needed to wait for the full $1 million to be available before we would figure out the structure for this. That being said, I continue to believe that the action in front of you would just be to put in some protection that if we don't reach an appropriate agreement with MEDC that we can return. The money would be returned and that we can deal with it appropriately at that time. Thank you.
I recognized the director.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. Just what Supervisor Lipscomb, just to comment on that, we have not had the funds since March. I actually have from DAS Fiscal when the funds actually came in, which overall, there's a lot that we work on that we have to prioritize of what we're going to do first. And that now, knowing that there was a couple other things that we were working on with the Park East and the Transit Center and all those other things, as well as the Ready to Work initiative, was going to be funded before the economic development was funded. And so that's why it is a priority, but that's why it wasn't as high on the list. And so once we noticed that it's possible that we were going to get funds to fund this, because it was third, and you know, the first 400 went to real estate, the next $1 million went to Ready to Work, and then the next $1 million went to the Economic Development Fund. Once we realized that this summer, we decided to start working on it. Now, the original revolving loan fund that that the administration put forth was overridden. So instead of just reintroducing that, because as Supervisor Taylor says, in the budget, all it said was the Workforce and Economic Development Fund, a project language that allocated $1 million of future land sale revenue for the creation of an economic development fund. That's all it said. So we had to establish it. So rather than us trying to create one, I invited DAS Fiscal as well as the comptroller to look into how we would do this. And that's when Scott Mansky wrote the memo to Marina, and it says, subsequent to the adoption of the 2012 capital improvement budget, the comptroller's office determined that the economic development fund should not have been included in the capital budget, but should have been included in the operating budget. Additionally, state statute 59.6011 prohibits the carryover of unexpended operating appropriations from the current budget year into this subsequent budget year. So all of our attention had to go in how do we keep this money from not dropping to the bottom line. And so then that's when I think Jill would know better how many meetings we've had on this. I want to say almost 10 probably of meeting the different ones, and that was our major concern. But just to go back, just for clarification, we were able to fund this Economic Development Fund with $1 million on October 22nd. The first money for this fund came in on 8/3/2012, and it was $11,000. So we did have $11,000on 8/3, and then $21,000 came in, then $37,000 came in the next month, and then $76,000 came in the beginning of September, and then we were fully funded at the end. So to say that we sat on this $1 million for a year and did nothing and didn't think about it just isn't correct. So hopefully that explains a little bit about the timing.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hopefully you all got the memo that I sent around clarifying the history of this item. I wish the Economic Development Director could keep some of the history straight. There was a resolution that was signed, that was adopted by this board, that was not vetoed, and was signed by the county executive on November 15th of 2011, establishing the Economic Development Fund. That's where the board established the Economic Development Fund. The reason that the 2012 budget amendment doesn't detail the Economic Development Fund is because it didn't establish the Economic Development Fund. It funded the Economic Development Fund with its first $1 million. Okay? In March, I believe it's March 27th of this year, we closed the sale of the MSOE parcel in the Park East. That established the first roughly $150,000 for the Economic Development Fund. The fact that it wasn't in the Economic Development Department's budget, that's because they haven't established a fund. It was in our land sales account. So it was available. More than that, they know what parcels are being sold. They knew that we were going to sell these parcels and fully capitalize the fund. That is why the timing of a year is relevant. Now, I don't know why we're making this more difficult than it has to be and trying to twist the history or the facts. I didn't come up here to try to stall the item. I came up here to make it to make it more workable and that we could get through today with the transfer as recommended, but with some additional protection for this county. It's unfortunate that with the relatively few economic development items during the tenure of the director that he can't keep these few straight, and that you would try to twist this again as you did in your initial email to the committee is it's disturbing to me that we can't keep the facts straight. So I hope that you'll protect the county, but this gives me great concern about the administration and the administration of this item.
I've been jumping over.
Keep deferring.
Coordinator Didier, so let me jump to her. And
if I may refocus the conversation. Having been in your shoes as an alderman, having been a mayor of a municipality, I understand the frustrations when people start talking timeliness. And sometimes there's good answers, sometimes there aren't answers. So I'll take responsibility on the timeliness of this particular issue. When I started calling the meetings, et cetera, it was approximately the end of September, beginning of October, during the budget time period. What I can assure all of you from from the elected positions that you are in, I am a civil servant. I am not, with your reference of if it's not done their way or whatever, I'm not part of the executive's cabinet, and I'm a civil servant, and what I am here to do is to make sure that any funds administered through the county is done in the best light with the best accountability. And I look at my role is to protect the dollars of the citizens of Milwaukee County and to make sure that we're doing the best to make sure that the elected officials can stand strong on your convictions of any initiative that is brought forward, as well as the county executive and his administration. This is a win for the county if we can come to terms with the parameters in which to utilize the funds. You're talking $1 million. You're not going to put 1,000 people to work with $1 million. But what you are going to be able to do is possibly retain a company that already has established employees, or you're possibly going to be able to create the funds for some business to start its company, which has only maybe one or two people. And I can assure you that if my name goes on it, I'm still enough of a lightning rod in this community that people are going to pay attention to if my name's on it, and I can assure you, I don't want anything to fail. My track record is one of success, and that's what I want to bring to the table with this particular initiative. I did my best over the various months to bring all the proper parties into play to make sure that the best presentation and entity was brought forward, that we had support of individuals that I believe you guys respect, and with a goal of creating a fund, and let's see how it works with the loaning out. If, again, we can put an amendment in there, or I don't know if amendment would be the proper word, a term into the contract that the funds can come back. But this can be a sustainable entity. Unlike some of the other initiatives, sustainability is important with your dollars. It means you can continue to perpetuate growth in your districts and in Milwaukee as a whole. So independent of how long it took or where we're at, again, I'll take full responsibility for that. I apologize if it's not at the time frame in which you might have wanted it, but by protecting the funds, having the ability to bring them back, and producing a work group, you will have the ability to continue to educate, be educated on the process, educated on the entity, and will have the ability to talk about the parameters in which the lending should be done with.
Let me jump to Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Dillard made one comment that I think everyone understands, especially if you've been on this committee, that $1 million will not make 1,000 jobs and stuff. But that $1 million will help some business within Milwaukee County, because we have done it in the past. This is not the first time. This is not a new idea. This is not a new invention of the wheel. But the concern I have, and the director and yourself, you had meetings, but you didn't include the authors. So the authors going to help and put some input into that. If you had the meetings, if you don't include the body, and as an alderman and as the mayor, if you just had someone have meetings and when you was the mayor or alderman and it was your idea or of trying to establish it again, you will be upset. And someone brings something to you as when you was the mayor. And I can name a couple things at the research part that we came to you at the last moment without including you. You was very upset.
I'm not going to comment on that because I'm not recalling any time that I was ever upset at a research party.
You want to talk about the Crown Plaza?
I wasn't part of the Crown Plaza, sir.
Okay. I just don't.
That would have been the former man.
Essence. I apologize for that.
I'll accept your apology.
Because I know.
Sorry to keep that record straight, but I was never disgruntled.
But you both look alike, so what can I say? I just joke. It's a joke. You know how we say we all look alike.
We'll just refocus.
Back again.
As Supervisor Bowen gave me a pass, I'll give you one on that one.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you accept my apology. But the bottom line, when we have a number of things, and when we came in, a number of active different organizations and different political groups, when we made decisions without including them, they was very upset. And that's the reason why I was trying to focus on a couple of things that I know about the research park where we work together. But that's where my concerns are. When you come at the last month, this is the 10th hour. Well, that's the 11th hour because you're right. when you
hey, just when you come at the last moment and you say, hey, this is what you got to do, it don't pass the smell test. And so you have a good idea. I thank y'all for bringing it forth to try to make sure that we try to stay within economic development. It just don't seem right, sir.
Just set a record straight, because I really do want this committee to vote based on the facts, and I'm happy to have DAS Fiscal send you when the money came in. Supervisor Lipscomb referenced the March, the March date. That was the MSOE sales. MSOE proceeds funded the Economic Development Division as well as Ready to Work. The greenhouses is what funded this. The sale of the greenhouses is what funded the Economic Development Fund, and I'm happy for DAS Fiscal to submit this report to this committee to show when the money actually came in.
Right, and I think the bigger issue is not even the timeliness of the money, but actually the background work. So I don't remember any of the agenda-setting meetings where we were talking about this specific fund and preparation. I know you guys have been working on this from the summer, but from the board's perspective, this is just coming to us in December. Supervisor Marchand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Right, I think that's the main point that's been discussed here. It's not when the money comes into the account. It's the account, and the parameters weren't developed prior to that. And we passed the budget January 1. That should have been a priority to set that up. And so I think we've had enough discussion on it. Move approval of the item, and I would hope we would stay focused on the issue.
Supervisor Washington, move motions for approval. I'd like to jump to Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the suggestion of Supervisor Lipscomb, I would like to offer an amendment.
Excellent. Supervisor Johnson, would like to offer an amendment. Madam Clerk.
It would be it further resolved, mm-hmm. if an appropriate agreement between Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation is not reached before April 1st, 2013, $1 million for the Milwaukee County Economic Development Fund is to be returned to Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. I'll confirm with Madam Clerk if she has that. If you could read it back as well, that would be great.
Adding a be it further resolved clause stating if an appropriate agreement between Milwaukee County and Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation is not reached before April 1st, 2013, $1 million for Milwaukee County's Economic Development Fund is to be returned to Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chair, I wasn't sure when the March committee cycle is, of when the board would vote on the March committee cycle. I just don't want to have an April 1st date if something's coming before the board and you don't.
I was just going to say, maybe we can have the clerk reference the date of the March meeting for the comptroller.
21st.
March 21st?
Thank you. Okay. That's when the board. Okay.
Okay.
So, thank you. Okay.
And that works?
Yep.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
That's fine. I was just going to say, we can do this without trying to do it on the fly. We can do all this at have your amendments, get everything right for the board day, to make sure that we have everything, talk to court counsel, talk to the comptroller, make sure that we're doing it properly versus trying to do it right here without having it in the writing stuff. So if we can do that board day, if you want to move approval, but you can bring your amendment in on board day and make sure everybody's in cohesive with it. My suggestion.
Okay.
And
I'll reference Supervisor Johnson.
I will offer this, and it can be amended for board day, but I would like to put this on the table and make sure that we have this at least on the table. It can be accepted or rejected, but at least
put this in, if any subsequent amendments that would revise this idea or to further strengthen the idea, whatever needs to be done, will have to be done by board day.
Okay. So we'll go ahead with the...
I move approval of the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Johnson motions for approval. Supervisor Schmidt, do you stand?
I'm okay with that, thank you.
Okay. So we'll go with the roll call for the amendment. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes on the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And do we need the motion for the full?
Okay. As
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
As amended.
So this is Bob Johnson moves for approval as amendment. If you can call the roll, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. The item is approved as amended.